Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am Paris.
Hey everybody, I'm back with another episode of I Am Paris, and today I'm going to be discussing the present. I'm going to be answering questions that were sent in by my fans, and let's start it off. You have the most amazing fans. What was one of your favorite or memorable fan interactions recently? A couple weeks ago, I just released my new cookware line, so I thought it would be fun to drive around LA and surprise people with it. So I rented this big pink tour bus, and it was one of those like Hollywood tour buses, pink with like no top on it, the windows open, and I drove around LA and surprised people with my cookware line. We went to one of the sororities called Kappa Theta, and it was so cute just pulling up, and all the girls were outside. Everyone was so excited and screaming, and I started just passing out my cookware to everyone, and it was just amazing just to see everyone's faces and just how excited they were, and everybody just loved the cookware so much, and it just made me really proud to see everyone and just hear all their kind words, and I just love surprising people like that, so that was so much fun.
You are so kind and generous to your fans. Why is this so important to you?
I love my fans so much. They call themselves my little Hiltons, and I consider my fans like my family, like my little brothers and sisters. And I just have been through so much in my life, and my fans have always been there for me. And just traveling the world and visiting with people and getting to see my fans and surprising them or doing special things for them is always something that I enjoy doing most. And I've been in this industry for so long, and my fans have been with me every step of the way. And I just feel so lucky to have the best fans in the world.
Brittany just mentioned you in her memoir. Could you share some of your favorite memories of your friendship with her?
I love Brittany so much, and I was so touched reading what she wrote about me in her memoir. I love the book so much. If you haven't read it, you should definitely go check it out. It is just amazing. She's so vulnerable and tells her story, and I'm just so proud of her. She's so strong and has been through so much, and I have so many amazing memories with her, and some of my favorites were just being in Vegas together and then in LA, just being in Malibu and going shopping and just so many fun nights out. And she's amazing, and I love her so much. And again, I'm just so proud of her and just excited for what she's going to do next.
If you were to cover a Britney song, which one would you choose? It's hard because there's so many amazing songs. I love like all of her music. Some of my favorites, of course, Toxic, Slave for You, Lucky. I love that song so much. It's so pretty. So I think out of all of those, I think Lucky, because I love the song. I love the message about it. And just everything she does is iconic.
Your Britney Halloween costume was epic. What are some of your other favorite Britney looks?
Oh, that was one of my favorites. I love the music video for Toxic. I think it's just so hot, so iconic. That director is epic. And I loved all the looks in that. Also the one where she's like covered in all the Swarovski crystals. That is so beautiful. And I love her schoolgirl outfit from Hit Me Baby One More Time music video. That was hot.
Why did you decide to set up 1111 Media?
I decided to set up my media company, 1111, because I just am involved in so many different businesses and verticals, from TV to podcasting to the metaverse to products to my books to doing films to doing music. And I just have so many things happening in my world that that it was really important to bring a team behind me to just create this media company where I could partner with other brands and other creators and just be able to have all of my businesses under one umbrella. And I feel so lucky that I have the most incredible team and everybody is just so passionate and so hardworking and so kind and brilliant. And everyone is a specialist in every single area. And you know, for me, I do so many different things, from being a businesswoman to all my advocacy work, to being a singer, a DJ, to being an author, an artist. I do it all. So I love having a media company that can be behind me and support me, and also being able to do that for other people as well. So those are all the reasons, and I love it, and I'm so proud of everything that we have accomplished together, and I can't wait to tell you guys soon about all the other exciting projects that are coming up, because there is so much happening, and I can't wait.
What do you love most about being a high-profile CEO?
What I love most about it is the pride that I feel. I have worked so hard being in this industry for over 2 decades now, and I've accomplished so much, so it just makes me feel extremely proud to just see all of my hard work being recognized and people looking up to and respecting me, and really just being able to accomplish anything that I put my mind to. And like when I have a dream, I go for it. And I've been successful in every single area that I've went for in life. And that just makes me feel just so happy, because, you know, especially growing up in the 2000s and people seeing me as this blonde and thinking that I was just the girl from The Simple Life, who is not a dumb blonde, just very good at pretending to be one. And, you know, proving people wrong and showing them that there's so much more to me. And now finally getting the recognition that I deserve. So that makes me just feel extremely happy.
You have so many gorgeous fragrances. Which one today is your favorite?
Well, I have 29 perfumes. I'm about to release my 30th soon. And I love all of them so much. They're all very special to me. And I put a lot of work into every single one. And just so many memories with every perfume and every campaign and designing every bottle and picking every fragrance. And it just makes me feel just so proud to have accomplished all of that. Because when I was a little girl, I always had a dream of having one perfume. And I remember just being with my sister and playing in my mom's closet and in her boudoir. She collected all these gorgeous fragrances. And I looked at my mom and said, one day I'm going to have my own fragrance. So now to be releasing almost my 30th, I just feel, again, extremely proud. And it's hard to pick one because it's like choosing a favorite child. But if I had to pick one, it would be my 29th fragrance, which is called Love Rush. And that fragrance is so special to me because it was the fragrance that I wore on my wedding day, which was one of the most important days of my life. And it's just such a beautiful perfume. It smells like gardenia flowers. And I think that every bride should wear it on her wedding. So go check it out. Some of your fans wrote in about their struggles with ADHD. What are some of your coping strategies for ADHD? Something that's been very helpful to me is reading this book called Driven to Distraction from Dr. Hallowell. He's actually my ADHD coach, and he's been so helpful. So I think it's really important to write lists and make sure to put timers on when you're doing certain things so that you can stay on task. And to have someone that could help you, like Carter is amazing. With when I tell him something, he'll help remind me of it. So I think just having someone to support you that could remind you about things, because when you have ADHD, your mind is just full of so many ideas and it's just a lot. So sometimes it's like overflowing with ideas and it's hard to remember them all. So I think it's important to definitely write things down, put them in a journal. And if you're gonna, like with me, sometimes, or a lot of the times I lose my phone or I lose my house keys or car keys. So I think it's a good thing to kind of pick a certain area where you put things. I still need to follow this rule because I don't do it a lot, but if you kind of like pick an area where you can put your keys every night so you know where they are, or a place where you could put your phone or other things that are important to you so you remember where they are. Another thing that's helpful is drawing and doodling. When you're in a meeting and it's hard to concentrate, like I feel like sometimes if you're doing two things at once, that's helpful. Just be creative. And yeah, those are some of my tips, as well as if you go on social media and you can search the hashtag for ADHD, there is so many different creators, and Dr. Hallowell as well. He has an amazing TikTok where he gives tips about, you know, what is helpful when you have ADHD, because I feel like it's a superpower, but I know it can be challenging sometimes because our brains work differently. So we're just constantly overflowed with information, and yeah, it's a lot to handle. But I think it's important when you have people that can support you and make you feel better about it. And another tip that I have, which I think is so important, if you want to learn more about ADHD, if you have it, or you're a parent, or if you're dating or married to someone who has it, I think that this film, it's a documentary called The Disruptors. I was actually in it as well. They interviewed me for it. And there's just so many people who have it, who have become extremely successful in life. So I think it's very inspiring for people to watch and just to learn so much about it. So go check that out, The Disruptors.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it. I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Reflecting on your journey, how is your ADHD different today from when you were younger? Well, when I was a teenager, no one was really talking about ADHD, so I didn't even know that I had it because I didn't know what it was. And you know, it was very difficult because I would be in school and it would just be so hard for me to focus, and I just couldn't remember things. I was hard just doing tests and having to memorize. And when I would read a book, I would read something and then forget what I read right before. And, you know, teachers would get frustrated because they didn't know what ADHD was either. So, you know, I always thought there was something wrong with me, and I didn't understand why I couldn't pay attention in class and why I was getting such bad grades. And, you know, it was just really hard to have to deal with that and not know why I was feeling that way. And then now today that there's so much research on it and so many more people are talking about it and, you know, people understand it more, it's made it just a lot easier to deal with because now I understand it much more. But it's definitely something that is a struggle sometimes because it does get overwhelming and it's really hard just to concentrate. And especially with me, I have so many things happening in my life. So that's why I feel so lucky to have such an amazing team to just help me stay on track and get all this done, because I just have so many projects and so many things happening every second. But the good thing about it is that now I know it is a superpower, and if you can harness it in the right way, because we are extremely creative people and we are risk takers. And I think that's why in my life I've been someone who's been a trailblazer and a pioneer and does things first. And I think that all leads back to my ADHD. So I think if you can look at it in the right way, you can actually use it to your advantage. So don't fret, my darlings. You are one of the hardest working people I know. How do you juggle being a businesswoman, mother, and a wife? Thank you so much. And yes, I agree with you. I don't know anyone who works as hard as I do. But I feel so grateful that I get to do so many things that I love. And I just feel so proud of all of it. And it is a lot to balance and juggle, you know, running my whole company and also being with my family. But I always think it's important to have a work balance and family balance. And I just love everything that I do so much. And I always make time to spend with my family, my husband, my baby. And I try to do as much as possible from at home. So like my podcast, we're here at my house. We built this podcast room area where I have this area as well as my recording studio. So I'm able to do the podcast from home and then record my music. I'm doing my new album here. And when I have photo shoots, I try to make them here as much as possible as well. So that way I can go back and forth to my baby Phoenix's room. And then when I'm in meetings here, I have his little baby carrier and I'll just carry him in my arms and he'll come with me just around the house to all the meetings. So I just try to do as much as possible from here so I can be with my husband and my baby all the time. So that's how I do it all.
How do you go with delegating work? Do you sometimes struggle to do so and want to do everything yourself?
With my work, that's why I have such an amazing team where they can help me with everything. And I'm someone who does like to do everything myself. So I think it is important where I can help delegate and have others help me. I think being an Aquarius as well, that's just something that runs through me. And for me in my business life, I always pick projects that I love, that I'm passionate about, because then it just makes it so much more fun.
When you have free time, what are your favorite things to do to relax?
I don't have much free time because I am constantly doing so many different projects. So, you know, even on the weekends, I'm working and either in the studio doing music or making mood boards for one of my product lines or having meetings. So when I do have that free time, my favorite thing is to just get a massage and a facial and just try to chill out and relax and listen to music. Or I love to do art. I love to paint or make collages or different art projects. And my other favorite thing is just to lay with Phoenix and read him books and spend time with all of my puppies, as my animals just always put me in the best mood.
What is your favorite self-care routine?
My favorite self-care routine is going into my Sliving Spa. We built a wellness center here at the house. So I love on the weekends, my husband Carter and I will have a wellness day where we'll go into the hyperbaric chamber, which is this huge four-person like oxygen chamber. And we just bring a bunch of pillows and blankets in there and we lay down and like either watch a movie or Netflix or work and just kind of bring my iPad in there and answer my emails, go through approvals and multitask. I've always been someone who loves to do that. And then we love going into our cryotherapy machine. We have this amazing cryo machine by CryoBuilt. So I love to go in there and then lay in the red light bed. Like I love red light therapy. It's so relaxing. As well as laying under our Omnilux light, which is another red light therapy for your face that just makes your skin just glow. And it's just amazing for just keeping your skin gorgeous. I've loved skincare ever since I was 8 years old. My mom really told me the importance of staying out of the sun and just taking care of my skin. So ever since I was little, I've just always been obsessed with learning everything about it and going with all the different serums and eye creams and decolletage and neck cream and just really being very strict about my skincare. And that's why I am all natural, because I've always taken amazing care of my skin. And right now I'm actually working on finishing up my new skincare line, which is so epic. I've been using it the past couple of months and it's just amazing. So I can't wait to share that with the whole world. I've always admired your confidence. Do you have any tips or advice on how to build confidence like you?
Thank you. I think it's important to not listen to negative people and just to surround yourself with people who lift you up and make you feel beautiful, like the best version of yourself, and just to not listen to the haters, because there's going to be people who want to pull you down or make you feel bad about yourself. And I think it's important to not let those people affect you and just know that they're not happy with their own lives, and that's why they're trying to tear you down. And yeah, it's just about believing in yourself and being happy, and I think that's some important tips for that.
Phoenix is so adorable. Has he taken his first steps yet, or is he learning how to crawl right now?
Thank you. I'm so obsessed with my little baby boy. He is just the most adorable thing on the planet and is just so gentle and sweet and just has the most beautiful smile, and he just melts my heart every single day. I love him so much. And he is 9 months old now, so he hasn't walked yet. He's not crawling yet, but he can like roll over. So we're kind of training him right now to start walking and crawling. But right now he's just still a little baby, so not yet, but I'm sure very soon.
What kind of food is Phoenix into? Does he have a favorite fruit yet?
Phoenix just started eating solids recently, so I've just been blending food for him, like vegetables and fruits, and he loves bananas, and he loves apricots and pears, and it's really fun just making his baby food for him, and when he tries different food, just like seeing the look on his face when he eats something. Like yesterday, I gave him pumpkin that was like pureed pumpkin, and it was just so cute to see the look on his face when he just eats new foods.
What is your favorite book to read to Phoenix? Have you ever thought of releasing a children's book?
S is for Sliving.
One of his favorite books is The Giving Tree, and that was one of my favorite books growing up. I remember my parents used to read that to me, so that always brings back memories. And he loves books. He loves books especially that have pictures in them and drawings. And yes, I am planning on releasing a children's book, maybe a children's series of books. And S is for Sliving. I think that would be a fun alphabet book to do with all the different words for every single letter in the alphabet. And I love to draw, so I think it would also be a lot of fun to have a book with my drawings in it. When did you discover your love for cooking?
I've always loved to cook since I was a little girl. I used to always be in the kitchen with my grandma and my mom and cooking during the holidays, and we are part Italian. So I just always remember cooking lasagna and different pasta sauces with my mom and my grandma. And I love food. So it's always a lot of fun just to get in the kitchen and do home cooked meals. Who taught you how to cook? My mom and my grandma. They are amazing cooks. And just growing up, my whole childhood in the kitchen with them and just watching everything and learning from them and how to cook like Thanksgiving dinner and all that is so much fun and just always bring back so many memories of being in the kitchen with my family.
What is your favorite meal to cook at home for your family?
Well, of course, my Sliving lasagna is my specialty. I love cooking that. And I've learned how to cook some new recipes. And another one of my favorites is egg frittata, which I put with vanilla oat milk in it. And it just tastes so good because it's like this sweet taste with the vanilla in it. And it's something new that I learned, so that's something that I love to do on the weekends.
How does it feel to pursue your music dreams?
It feels amazing. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always loved music. I've loved to sing. Since I was 4 years old, I was playing the piano and then the violin and then singing my entire life. So just to now be recording my second album, having it executive produced by Sia, this doing concerts around the world, it's just feels like a dream come true.
Along with all your business ventures, you are an incredible advocate for a number of social causes.
What motivates you to give back? I just feel that I am so lucky to have this platform, and I really want to use it for good and be able to make change. And I think it's really important that I can now turn my pain into a purpose and help make a difference in other children's lives. And I just feel like that's something really important to do when you are given a gift in life or a platform, to use it in a positive way. And I feel so lucky that I'm able to do that for so many people.
One cause near and dear to your heart is the troubled teen industry. Lily, a recent survivor of the troubled teen industry, is so inspired by the work you're doing to change laws to ensure youth are better protected in residential treatment facilities. She wants to know how she can help you pass the federal Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. Thank you so much, Lily. I'm so proud to be using my voice and platform to ensure that no more kids are abused in the name of treatment. Our federal bill called the Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act is gaining momentum, and I need everyone, whether you are a survivor or not, to ask their senators and representative member to co-sponsor and support the bill. Helping me only takes 30 seconds. You can text GOSICA, GOSICAA, to 50409 and make sure your voice is heard at the federal level. I would really appreciate everyone listening to take out their phones and text GOSICA to 50409.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been a fashion icon for many. How do you think your style has influenced the fashion industry? It's always so much fun just seeing how many people that I inspire with my fashion and just looking back on so many of the iconic looks that I've worn over the years. And especially, you know, since the beginning, I used to not have a stylist and would just pick out all my outfits on my own. And now just to see so many of those looks recreated and on different mood boards of so many major designers and seeing so many of my looks on the runways and just always being so ahead of my time with fashion. And it always just makes me feel really proud just to see how many people love my fashion, as well as this Halloween, just seeing thousands of people dressing up as different times in my life, from the simple life or from my birthday parties or just from just certain iconic looks that I wore. It just always makes me feel just so happy just to see so many people enjoying my style and doing their own takes on it. And yeah, I love always seeing everything you guys are posting on social media. And again, just makes me feel so proud to have affected the fashion world in such a way. How did you become the Sliving legend that you are today? Well, Sliving is a lifestyle and a movement and something that I've done my entire life. So I think it's just all about being real and authentic and who I am. And that's how I did it. Have you healed from the loss of Diamond Baby yet? I wish that she could have met Phoenix. That's something that I'll never be healed from. Like, Diamond Baby was like my Tinkerbell, my best friend, my sidekick, my sis, my family. And it's just been so heartbreaking just not having her. And I will think about her and miss her for the rest of my life because it was like losing a child. And I know that she's still out there. I can feel her energy, and I know that someone has her. So at least to know that she's okay helps a little bit, but you know, that's something that will always affect me for the rest of my life. I'll always miss her so much, and it feels like a part of my heart is gone with her not here. I've heard that it's difficult to find friends when you're famous. There's some people who want to get close to a celebrity because of their benefits. How did you find out which people were your true friends and take notes on detecting a fake friend? It is definitely hard because especially in this town, there's so many hungry tigers and people who, you know, just only want to be friends just to use me or just, I don't know, they're just out for their own intentions and not true friends. A way that I've found out about fake friends is telling them fake rumors and just making up stories. And then if I read about them in Page Six or on TMZ, then I know I can't trust that person. And I've done it before and I've found out who the true friends are and who isn't. So watch out because maybe I'm tricking you. And I will find out. This is not a question, but I really want you to hear this. Paris, you are a fantastic mom. Your son is absolutely beautiful. I've followed you for years, and I honestly believe that you deserve such a beautiful, happy ending. You're an inspiration, and I hope one day I can meet you. Thank you, Andrea. That message means so much to me. I love you too, and I'm just so grateful to have found my happy fairy tale ending. So thank you so much for this message. It means a lot. I've always thought that you're a very busy person in your life. Why does someone as important as you take the time to always help others? I've always admired that about you a lot. Thank you, Jonathan. For me, I just love being able to make others happy. I feel that there was a reason that I was put on this earth. And I think it was to bring sparkle and happiness to others. So no matter how busy I am in life, I always take time for other people, and nothing makes me feel happier than making someone happy and bringing kindness into their life.
What in life makes you happiest and why? Could be anything, no matter how big or small. A person, place, things, hobby. List as many as you'd like. I would love to hear your philosophy on the things that make you happy and how they make you feel. Hope this is a fun question.
The things that make me happiest in life, of course, are my baby boy, Phoenix. He is my world and my everything. And just waking up every morning and rushing over to his room and just looking into his eyes and seeing this little precious little angel. He is just everything and has just made me happier than I've ever been. And of course, my husband, Carter, he is my best friend, my biggest supporter. And I've just never felt this way in any relationship. He has just made me feel so safe and so loved. And he's just such an incredible human being. And of course, my fans, you guys make me feel so happy and supported always. And I just love you all so much. And my animals, my pets, my dogs are just everything to me as well. They're my other babies. And it's so cute just watching them together with Phoenix. He loves animals, so I can tell he's going to be an animal lover just like his mom. And I love watching them grow up together.
When did you know that you wanted to be one with your fans? One meaning having interest, engagement, empathy, and excitement in and for your fans in a way that most celebrities won't or can't find the way to.
I've felt like that since day one. My fans have always been there for me. And in my life, I've been through so many difficult times, and my fans have always been there for me. And I just love my fans so much. And I love being able to be in contact with everyone on social media and traveling the world and just hearing everyone's stories. And I just feel that we have such a special relationship. And I just have so many amazing memories with fans all around the world, and just surprising them and just seeing the look on their face and just feeling that unconditional love. And I love you guys so much.
What inspired you to create your own cookware line?
I love my new cookware line. We just released the new collection at Walmart. And thank you to everyone. We have been selling out, and everybody is just loving the cookware so much. It's been so much fun seeing it all over social media and just seeing all this pink in everyone's kitchens. And it just makes me so proud that everybody is enjoying it so much. And I wanted to get into cookware not only because I love cooking, but I just felt that most cookware is just so boring and basic. And it was just like all these just pots and pans that are silver and just, I don't know, looked lame. So I really wanted to just make cooking more fun and more iconic. So I developed this amazing cookware line that is all pink and just so much fun. And I feel that everyone should feel like an icon, especially in the kitchen. And now they can with my new cookware line. So you guys can go check that out. It's available at Walmart now. And then this is the last question. How are you feeling right now? I am feeling happier than I've ever been. This has just been such an incredible year with having my new baby boy and everything happening in all my businesses. And with releasing my new book this year, Paris the Memoir, I'm so proud of just everything that has come from that and all of the change that it's helped make in the troubled teen industry, and just hearing all of your words from people writing me letters and meeting people on the street, and just how much my book has impacted them. And it's just been amazing. I just feel
just so happy and so proud. And Carter, my husband, is just the most amazing man I've ever met in my life and just makes me feel so happy and so safe. And I just feel like the luckiest girl in the world every single day. And I love my fans so much. You guys mean the world to me, and I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for you. And I just want to thank you all so much for all your love and support, and just reading all your messages on social media. Like, I always have tears in my eyes because everything that you guys say to me is so touching and just makes me feel so loved and so special. And I just thank you all for making me feel so happy. I love you. And look forward to the next episode, which will be about the future. All right. I love you guys. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.